News release. Waterloo Regional Police. Officers from Waterloo Regional Police Service's Neighborhood Policing North Division have laid over 40 charges after locating a stolen vehicle in Waterloo. On February 23, 2025, at approximately 3:30 a.m., North Division officers in the area of Portsmouth Gate and Westvale Road located a white Ford F-150 parked in a parking lot with an individual asleep in the driver's seat. Through investigation, officers determined that the license plates on the truck belonged to another vehicle. Officers blocked the vehicle using police cruisers to stop it from fleeing and attempted to speak with the male driver. The driver tried to flee in his vehicle, striking the two cruisers. The male then attempted to flee on foot. Officers deployed a conducted energy weapon, CEW, and the male was arrested. Upon arrest, a loaded firearm was located in the male's jacket. Officers also formed grounds that the male was impaired. Further investigation showed that the Ford occupied by the male was stolen. Drugs included suspected methamphetamine, cocaine, and fentanyl, as well as a prohibited knife, were found in the vehicle. Officers further determined that the male was wanted on two warrants with WRPS and two warrants with Guelph Police Service for offenses including assault causing bodily harm, mischief under $5,000, and breach of probation. As a result of the investigation, a 40-year-old Kitchener male was charged with 43 criminal offenses, including possession of stolen goods over $5,000, possession of stolen goods under $5,000, dangerous operation, flight from police, resisting arrest, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, carrying a concealed weapon, unauthorized possession of a firearm, unsafe storage of a firearm, possession of a prohibited or restricted firearm with ammunition, possession for the purpose of trafficking, 3 counts, operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs, drive while disqualified, 6 counts, firearm or weapon, possession contrary to prohibition order, 20 counts. The accused was held in police custody for a bail hearing.